good. How are you doing? Man, this is loud.
We were disappointed when you guys had to come out of the scene and practice on
it. Yeah, I was really excited for the Senior Bowl. Going out there, my first couple reps, I was able to win the reps. I was really excited to be there out there all week. Just comparing myself to other people out there, I think I would have had a really great week out there. So it was really upsetting. Still kind of upset that it's it happened, but you just got to roll with the punches and keep going. Yeah. I'm going to be a three-down tight end in the league, so I'm going to have to be able to block. I didn't do a ton of blocking at South Dakota State, but when I did, I put my head in there. I got to work on it a little bit, but I've been doing that already where I've been training, plan on getting a lot better at it, and being one of the best tight ends in the league. Yes, thank you. Not full participant, not doing the 40 and position work. Yeah, my pro day is March 30th. I'm going to do everything there. I'm looking forward to that. That should be fun. My hamstring isn't fully healed yet from the Senior Bowl. It happened a month ago. I don't want to open it up and retweak it. I want to go into this next part of my career fully healthy. One more time. Preparing for meetings with team is just kind of like anything. I just kind of continue to do what I did in college, would watch film with people, kind of went over that, looked at bad plays, good plays, things like that, made sure I knew my offense really well, and then just try to be myself. Yeah, so at South Dakota State, I mean, I blocked quite a bit. I was in on every play, so if we had a run play, I was blocking. Some of the things that I've been doing, where I've been training, I work with Jackie Slater and John Allred, working on my just like first step, hand placement, my base, and things like that. Yeah, I mean, I want to come into the league and play right away. I want to have an impact on the team right when I get there, and I think I have that capability. But say I go to some place that has a veteran tight end, I'd be honored to learn under somebody else that has the skill set to do everything. My favorite tight end in the league is probably Rob Gronkowski, just because he's a true three-down tight end. He does it all. He never gets off the field, and that's just so invaluable to a team. Yeah, I've done 9 or 10 formal interviews with teams, have a bunch more tonight. So, and then I've been at the train station doing informals with the position coaches as well. Yeah, the Saints, I had them yesterday. Yep. I don't think I've had Carolina yet, but I think they're on my schedule today. Yep, I met with the Bills. I met with them here. Patriots, I haven't met with them. I don't think they brought any of their offensive coaches here, so I don't know if they're going to have any offensive players meet with them. So, I really like them. Every meeting I've been with, I mean, there's 32 great organizations for the NFL, and I'd be honored to go to any of them. The Miami Dolphins was like the rest of them, a really great interview. I really like their coaching staff as well. They're getting a playmaker, a tough guy that's hardworking. He's going to be there. He's going to make the plays that are needed. It's 3rd and 6. I'm going to be the guy that the quarterback goes to. I'm going to create separation. I'm going to make contested catches. I'm going to be a red zone mismatch. And like I said, I'm going to be a three-down tight end, so I'm always going to be on the field. Yeah, my biggest response is two of the best players at their respective positions are Carson Wentz and David Johnson, and they both came out of my conference, so I'm not worried about that jump. It's football. Football doesn't really change much. It'll be better competition, but I'm excited for that challenge. Probably just my background. That's the first thing I always ask. They want to know where I came from and if I'm able to get out of South Dakota. I've been in South Dakota my whole life. One question is, can I move to a big city? And I don't have any problems with that. I met with the Cowboys tight end coach in the train station. I don't think I have a formal interview with them, though. Yeah, like he said earlier, being a number two tight end behind future Hall of Famer like that would be an incredible experience. Playing in Dallas, they have a great program, great fan base. So going there would be a true honor, learning behind one of the best ever. That'd be really cool. I mean, I've traveled a little bit. I've been to Dallas. I spent some time there. I've been to Miami. So I've been Las Vegas, things like that. I've been around. I'm living out in a suburb of L.A. right now. So I'm not worried about doing that. I'm not too worried about that. Yeah, no, I've traveled a little bit, so. Yeah, I plan on being a three-down tight end in the league, so I'm going to have to be able to do both. I've been working on my blocking to get that better. I've been working on my routes to clean those up, so I plan on doing it all. Yeah, they asked me about it a little bit. I guess they probably don't recommend it too much, but I think they like it. I think that's a cool thing. Shows a little bit of my athletic ability. I think I'm kind of like a definitely not a finished product. I can grow in all phases of my game, whether it's cleaning up my routes, making my routes an out-breaking route look like an in-breaking route, you know, so the defense don't know what I'm doing. And then obviously I need to work on my run blocking, my pass blocking. Didn't do a lot of pass blocking at school, so I plan on playing every single down, and I'm going to need to work on all aspects of my game. Yeah, you know, making a – just so the defense can't predict what I'm doing, just kind of making them all look together at the stem. Yeah, so my real dad, he's a big Cowboys fan. He named me after them, so my name's Dallas. And then my mom got remarried to a guy who's a big Packers fan. So when I was like 7 or 8, I changed to the Packers and been a Packers fan ever since. Ready to change that team again to whoever drafts me. Yeah, they do. I mean, if they want to take me at 13 or whatever, I wouldn't be opposed. Yep, I met with the Dolphins earlier today. Or a couple days ago, maybe. It went good. They got a great coaching staff, just like the rest of them. It's a great organization. I'd be honored to play for them, too. Yeah, it is a pretty good tight end class coming out this year. And I think I know I'm the number one tight end. I think just some of my skill sets, being able to be a three-down tight end, there's not a lot of those that coming out. And I think I have the best opportunity to do that. And then in the pass game, I think I'm better than anybody there, creating separation, making tested catches, making the one-handed catches that not a lot of people can make. Yeah, coming out of high school, I was probably more recruited to play basketball. Kind of a skinnier kid, didn't have a weight program where I was from, but I knew I wanted to play football. I knew I wanted to play in the NFL, so I was always going to play football no matter where I went.
How do you feel the athleticism from basketball school?
Yeah, so some of the best tight ends in the league have former backgrounds in college ball and everything. Just so much of it translates. Getting off a press is like a crossover. Fade in the end zone is like getting a rebound. So all sports correlate. So I think my background of multiple sports really helps me. Yeah, so I started doing the first 6'1" probably about a year after I learned how to ride. It's not much of a difference. It's actually the same, the balance. It's not harder to ride. It's just a little bit scary to get up there. I think I was like an 8 or 9 year old kid on that thing. So my mom was probably more worried than I was. I had no fear back then. So you get on it and you just ride it like the rest. There was sometimes I had some pretty close wipeouts, but when you just start falling, you just, as a kid, you just have that reaction just to jump off and land on your feet. Yeah, you know, ever since I was a kid, I'd be watching the combine, watching the NFL, and I'd look at people at the tight end position because I knew that's where I was going to play. I knew that's where my body type went. And I said, oh, this guy ran this fast, was this weight. I'm like, I can do everything he can do. So ever since I was a kid, I knew I had the opportunity to do it. I just had to put in the hard work to get here. Yeah, I do. You know, he does a great job in all aspects of his game. I think he does a great job using his leverage and finding the soft spots of zone, sitting in it, finding windows for the quarterback to hit him. I'm meeting with them today, tonight. Yep. Yeah, I do watch Gronk's game, and he's an unbelievable athlete. His speed and his size is just not a lot of people have that. And he does a great job. He's a fierce competitor. I love everything that I see him do. When he's running routes, he's going to get the ball every time. He has that attitude about him that I think I have as well, that he's going to beat you no matter what. You see him driving people to the sideline into the cameras, and it's just incredible to watch his mentality and everything like that. And I think I have the same thing. Yeah, I'd say I'm kind of a late bloomer. I'm still kind of trying to gain my body. I came out of high school at 200 pounds. We didn't have a weight program there, so I was able to get quite a bit stronger throughout my college. And, yeah, I think it's a big benefit that I'm not a finished product. You know, when I get to the league, whatever coach is lucky enough to work with me, we'll get to mold me to how he wants, and I'll be able to play in the offense and just continue to get better each year. It was really disappointing. That was obviously something. As soon as I got invited or knew Phil Savage was even coming to my practices, I knew I had a good shot to go there. So I was looking forward to that. Playing games, I love competing. So having to sit out of that was really tough for me. Yeah, I met with a ton of scouts. I had a couple formal interviews with some teams. I had a lot more scheduled, but I had to leave the week early to go get rehab and treatment on my hamstring. So I would have met with more if I would have stayed, but I still got some out of the way. No, I'm not doing the 40 or position work. I'm going to do that on my pro day, which is March 30th. I met with the Chiefs tight ends coach yesterday. I don't think I have a formal with him. It went really good. I really liked the guy. The way he talked, he knows obviously the game of ball really well. And the way he uses Travis Kelce, I think I'd be a good fit there too. Not yet. I don't know if they brought any of their offensive coaches here, so I don't know if they're going to be meeting with offensive players. I met with a scout there, but not any of the coaches. Yeah, obviously he's an incredible athlete. His size and his speed, just everything he does. He's a fierce competitor, which I love about him. I think I have a lot of the same characteristics as him. But, I mean, anytime you throw him the ball, he's going to go get it. I like the way he just finishes people. He'll pick them up and drive them all the way into the camera crew if he needs to. So it's just a really cool the way he plays a game, and I think I play a lot like him. Hoping to get above like 36. Anything over that, I'll be happy with. Yeah, that's definitely something you look at. My agents probably do a better job of that, and they just kind of relay it to me. But I mean, just looking around right now, you have a pretty long list of people that need tight ends and their other needs, so when they might be taking a tight end. With free agency going on here in the next few days, things could get stirred up a little bit. So I'll definitely keep an eye out for it and just kind of focus on that.
I know a couple of the coaches give you a play and try to have you regurgitate. Do you have that happen in any of your meetings?
Yeah, I did. I think my football IQ is really good. I had no problem with that. I love the game of football, so learning new things, learning their terminology was really fun for me, and I think I did a great job with that. Yeah, I met with him earlier today. He had me draw up some of my plays. He gave me a little bit of his, so it was really fun meeting with him. Good. Thank you, guys.